This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, July 19th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. The World Bank has announced that all of its projects will have to comply with a new set of rules aimed at improving working conditions and supporting trade unions. The bank is a development agency which provides more than $30 billion for capital projects such as infrastructure and social services. It works mainly in developing countries. The new set of rules, called a safeguard in World Bank parlance, will have a significant effect for employers and workers. To find out more about the new rules, I talked to Leo Bonnock. Mr. Bonnock is a research officer with the Office of the International Trade Union Confederation and Global Unions in Washington. I asked him to describe the bank and the new labor rules.
The World Bank is really kind of the foremost public multilateral institution dedicated to international development. And they currently describe their mission as ending poverty and promoting shared prosperity. In doing that, the World Bank provides over $30 billion in loans every year to fund development projects, giving them a very large footprint and a great deal of influence around the world. After many years of work by trade unions, the World Bank approved a labor safeguard or a labor standard in August 2016 that protects the rights of everyone who works on a project funded by the World Bank. The safeguards will go into effect later this year, meaning that the World Bank will join other development banks in taking proactive steps to protect project workers and respect labor rights more generally. First and foremost, this is necessary because the World Bank should ensure that the thousands of workers who execute their projects are treated fairly and provided with good jobs and decent, safe working conditions. If projects that are meant to improve lives and drive economic development are created by exploiting and abusing workers, then the mission of the World Bank is undermined from the start. Later this year, in October, the annual meetings of the World Bank will be taking place in Bali, in Indonesia. In 2004, a trade union survey found that a bank-funded infrastructure project in Bali included children working in hazardous conditions, pay discrimination based on gender, failure to make Social Security payments, and two workers who were killed on the job. So as the World Bank prepares to walk on the international stage in Bali, this sort of thing will be reduced by the labor safeguard and give workers a tool to fight back against rights violations. And I think finally it's necessary because we as a trade union movement are working to push the bank to support a future that is defined by development and by decent work.
What sectors are most likely to be affected by these new rules, the safeguard as they're called?
The biggest and most visible area where the World Bank is involved is in infrastructure, both development and upgrades to existing assets. So these are things like roads, water projects, facilities to produce or transmit electricity. That's the largest source of their funding, both because these are a priority and because they're quite expensive. But the World Bank also provides loans to governments for a wide range of projects, for example, expanding healthcare services, expanding public transportation, reforming government agencies, or promoting economic diversification, just to name a few areas. And this new labor safeguard is going to apply to all workers employed on those projects, regardless of whether they work for the government borrower. Most of the borrowers from the World Bank are governments, or for a private contractor. In many cases, governments borrowing from the World Bank will contract private companies to carry out key activities, and those private companies will be the largest employer on a bank-funded project.
Will the new safeguard make a difference for workers employed in World Bank-funded projects?
Absolutely. This standard will make a difference for a large number of workers by compelling, requiring governments who lend money from the World Bank to take steps to protect project workers. The safeguard has the potential to set an example of how human and trade union rights can be fully respected in places where there are often violations. And in a time when trade unions are facing increasing repression, this could be an important tool for workers to organize unions, improve their working conditions, and ensure that economic growth includes quality jobs.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find an extended version of this report on our website at www.radiolabor.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.